We've got an orange bag with a secret mystery item in it that Addison gets to try and figure out how to give a children's lesson on. You ready? Any guesses what it is? Any help with me figuring out what this is? Addison, it's a pink palm furball thing with a beaded bracelet on it. Good luck. If there are no more joys, concerns, or prayers, then let's go ahead and prepare our hearts for worship.
Our centering words for this morning. When you allow God's word to shed light along your garden paths, you prepare the soil of your life to produce beautiful, healthy growth. May you see the light of God, feel the warmth of the sun, and hear the spirit in the music of the wind. And now our prelude, Arioso. And now, if you'd please all join me in our call to worship. Come in from busy summertime days to this place of worship. Come to connect with God's word. Come in from the stress of everyday life into the light of knowledge. We come as seekers of truth. Come into worship with offerings of praise. We come to hear the word and respond. And now, if you'd please join me in the opening prayer. Loving God, gather us into this moment of reverence, celebration, and growth. As your sons and daughters, we long for renewed faith and meaning in our lives. Christ's parable of the sower lights our path with its images of rocky ground, tangled thorns, and green shoots. May the light of your word illuminate our way and become the joy of our hearts. Amen. And now our opening hymn will be Breathe on Me, Breath of God, in the United Methodist Hymnal, number 420.
You may be seated. And as you're seating yourselves, would you pray with me? Almighty and gracious God, thank you. Thank you for all things. Thank you for all the good and all the beautiful ways that you continue to walk with us and shape us and teach us. Lord, we ask that you bless us, that you bend down and you hear our prayers. Lord, we ask that you're with those who are going into the hospital, those who are seeking treatment, those who are fighting cancer, those who are looking for health and wellness and wholeness. God, be with them. Heal them in whatever way you deem fit. Lord, be with us too, that we may not fear, that we may not despair, that we may not only have hope, but be at peace. Lord, be with us as we help one another heal, the doctors, the nurses, even those family and friends who care for loved ones as well. And Lord, we pray for those who have been in terrible accidents, who are banged up, who need healing as well. Lord, be with them too. God, we ask for the things that help bring life, rain and sunshine, cool mornings and evenings and hot days. Lord, we ask that you continue to walk with us and be with us and show us your ways, so that whatever life may bring, that we may not only be at peace, but we may be filled with joy. God, thank you. Thank you, and be with us. And all the people said, amen. And so with the confidence of the children of God, I invite you now to pray with us the prayer that Christ has taught us, saying, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. Amen and amen. If there's any kids who want to come up, young or old, there's no age limit on this. Now is the time to do that.
Thank you. Good morning, everyone. How are you guys? I have a little friend with me today, so we're going to hope he doesn't cry. Everybody start praying right now. Mm-hmm. All righty, can you hold up what you brought for us, Jolie? So Jolie told me this was an ornament. So a long time ago, someone told me that all colors have a meaning from God. Now, this one has pink on it. It does have brown on it, but pink is the one that I latched onto. Pink is one of my favorite colors, just so you guys know. And I was told that that color is to represent our relationship with God. So when you see the color pink, it's supposed to remind you of the relationship that you have with God and the relationship that he wants to have with you. Now, the fact that this is an ornament is extra cool because, friends, why was Jesus sent? To save us from sin, so then we can have a relationship with God for all of eternity. That's pretty cool, right? So, next time you guys see a pink ornament, make sure you guys remember that Jesus came so he can have a relationship with you forever and ever. Alrighty? Alright, should we pray? Cool. Hey God, thank you so much for coming down and wanting to spend all of eternity with me. Amen.
Brothers, sisters, siblings in Christ, we have a baptism today. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. I would invite the family to come up, as well as the sponsors and godparents. We'll go ahead and gather around here, and we'll go ahead and welcome a new member into the family of faith. Friends, it is by water and the Spirit that God has shown God's love. It is by the sacrament of baptism that we are incorporated into the body of Christ, which doesn't mean that that's the moment God starts loving us, because God has loved us since before we were even born. But it is this moment, at this time, where we proclaim God's love to not only one another, but to even our children. Yeah? Yeah, I know. I know. Friends, we present to you Miller, and I'm going to try and pronounce this right. Miller Adonis. Adonis Sanchez. For baptism. So, on behalf of the whole church, I know we're up on the screen, isn't that cool? So, on behalf of the whole church, I'll ask the both of you now. Do you renounce the spiritual forces of wickedness? Do you reject the evil powers of this world and repent of your sin? If so, would you say, I do? Do you accept the freedom and power God gives you to resist evil, injustice, and oppression in whatever forms they present themselves? If so, would you say, I do? Do you confess Jesus Christ as your Savior, put your whole trust in his grace, and promise to serve him as your Lord in union with the church which Christ has opened to people of all ages, nations, and races? If so, would you say, I do? And will you nurture Miller in Christ's holy church, that by your teaching and example, they may be guided to accept God's grace for themselves, to profess their faith openly, and to lead a Christian life? If you do, would you say, I will? And those up here sponsoring, will you continue to support and encourage Miller in their Christian life? If so, would you say, we will? And because you're not passive participants, you are active participants, the church has promises to make as well. And so, do you, as the church, once again reaffirm both your rejection of sin and your commitment to Christ? If so, would you say, we do? And will you nurture one another in the Christian faith and life and include Miller now before you in your care and your prayers, which I know you've already done? But with God's help, will you proclaim the good news and live according to the example of Christ? Will you surround Miller with a community of love and forgiveness that they may grow in their trust of God and be found faithful in their service to others? Will you pray for them that they may be true disciples who walk in the way that leads to life? If so, would you say, we will? You hear that, Miller? They will. It's a simple response that I'd like you all to participate as we bless the water. Can you repeat after me? Wash, O God, our children. At the beginning of all things, God took the chaos and brought it together. The waters and the land were formed. Wash, O God, our children. Through the flood, God brought us through safety, through trial and turmoil, that we might have life. Wash, O God, our children. And in the waters of a womb, Christ was born and brought into this world that we might be saved from sin and live eternally with God and one another in peace and joy. Wash, O God, our children. Would you pray with me? Almighty God, bless these waters. Send your Spirit upon us and on this simple gift, that we may be washed by your blood, that we might be free from sin, that we might be your children and your people, that we might live together in peace and harmony and joy, and grow into your people. Through Christ our Lord, we pray these things. And all the people said, amen. All right, you ready, Miller? We've said the words, now we gotta get your head a little wet. Is that okay? Okay, okay, sure. Here, I'll sprinkle. Miller, in the name of the Father, and the Son, Holy Spirit, we baptize you. Amen. Can we pray over you? Go ahead and tip it back up. All right. Gracious Lord, continue to walk with Miller as you have all of these months and even before. God bless him, that he may be your child, that he may grow in the ways that lead to life, that your Spirit may be upon him. And all the people said, amen. Friends, I'd like to welcome Miller into the family of God. Would you welcome him as well?
Most of you know I've got three little ones of myself, and these kids have done great. Amen? Amen. At this time, we have an Old Testament reading, and I will go ahead and let Dave Beekman read that for us.
From the book of Isaiah, chapter 55, verses 10 through 13. For as the rain and the snow come down from heaven and do not return there until they have watered the earth making it bring forth and sprout, giving seed to the sower and bread to the eater, so shall my word be that goes out from my mouth. It shall not return to me empty, but it shall accomplish that which I propose and succeed in the thing from which I sent it. For you shall go out in joy and be led back in peace. The mountains and hills before you shall burst into song, and all the trees of the field shall clap their hands. Instead of the thorn shall come up from Cyprus, instead of the briar shall come up the myrtle, and it shall be the Lord for a memorial, for an everlasting sign that shall not be cut off. The word of God for the people of God. Thanks be to God. Now our special music, What a Friend, arranged by Joel Rainey, performed by Jan Altmaier and Mary Heinbrook.
Hi, sweetie.
Music and dancing. Truly there is joy in the house of the Lord. At this time, we have a moment where we get to respond with joy. We have a moment where we get to, again, support the ministries of the church, where we get to remember that God is good and provides that all will be well, that all is well. So we will be passing the plates. Those of you who feel led and moved to help support our ministries by monetary By monetary means, thank you. Those who support through electronic giving or sustained giving, thank you for partnering with us. But in all things, we invite you to take this as a moment to remember the ways that God has blessed you, to remember those moments that you've felt gratitude in your heart, because at the core of this, in the soil, at the roots, that's what it's about. It's remembering that God is good, and we have much to be thankful for. So at this time, I would invite you all to meditate on that as we pass the plates and listen to our music. Would you bless the offering with me? Almighty God, thank you for these gifts. Thank you for the things that you have given us. Thank you for the wonderful ways that you have blessed us. Lord, as you first gave them to us, we give them back to you, that they may be multiplied, that your light might shine through us, that we might care for those who need it, that we might be instruments of your peace. God, help us use what you have given us to bless our community and teach us, that we may grow day by day to do that better and better. Through Christ our Lord we pray, amen. And so we invite you to join us in our next song, Wash, O God, Our Sons and Daughters. It's on 605 of your thick blueback hymnals or up on the screens.
Jesus Christ, the Son of God, we met for our lives.
Amen? Amen. You may be seated. Ready to go sit with Mom? You can stay up here. You might give the sermon, though. Okay? Okay. Got it. Our gospel reading today comes from the book of Matthew, chapter 13, verses 1 through 9, and then 18 through 23. This is the good news according to Matthew. That same day, Jesus went out of the house and sat beside the sea. Such great crowds gathered around him that he got into a boat and sat there. And he told them many things in parables, saying, "Listen, a sower went out to sow. And as he sowed, some seeds fell on a path, and the birds came up and ate them. Other seeds fell on rocky ground where they did not have much soil, and they sprang up quickly, since they had no depth of soil. But when the sun rose, they were scorched, and since they had no root, they withered away. Other seeds fell among the thorns, and the thorns grew up and choked them. Other seeds fell on good soil and brought forth grain, some 100-fold, some 60, some 30. If you have ears, hear." Friends, the good news of Jesus Christ. And all the people said, Amen. You know, I'm a little nervous. I have soil experts in this congregation. Amen? Amen. So, if I say anything wrong, call me out, okay? All right, I'm getting the head nod. How many of you garden? How many of you garden? I don't know what the opposite color from green is, but though that is the color of my thumbs. I have been known to kill mint. I've said that before. It's pretty impressive if I do say so myself. But my job at home with the gardening is to make sure that the beds are well maintained, that there's enough water, that if there's any tilling that needs to be done, I lug out the heavy old machines and get the tilling done. And then at the end of the season, when we have to close out, I get the privilege to hack away all of the dead plants and throw them in the compost pile. Amen? Hallelujah. But it starts where? It starts in the soil, doesn't it? You all know that. That's not anything new. I'm not telling you anything different, anything that you haven't heard growing up. But it all starts in the health of the soil. At the parsonage, we have two beautiful black walnut trees. You know what the wonderful thing about black walnut trees is? Those of you who garden are nodding and smiling because you know. Black walnut secretes something, a toxin, I'll call it, into the soil. And it, as far as the branches grow, so do the roots. And all around the roots, this is secreted. And do you know what that does to gardening? It makes it nearly impossible, doesn't it? To the point where I've had to devise a system to build raised beds and put some plastic underneath so that we can protect our precious little plants. Because, you know, it's July. And if you haven't had sweet corn yet, we're about there, aren't we? And if you haven't had a ripe tomato, don't worry, it'll get hotter, they'll turn red eventually. But there's something about the fruit that comes from all of that, isn't there? And it starts where? In the soil. Now, Jesus offers a parable. How many of you have heard this parable before? You've all heard this. Have you heard this parable before, Ivy? Have you heard it before? Yeah, I bet, right? I bet. It's a parable about how we take care of each other. It's a parable about how we become the people God has called us to be. Friends, it's more than that, though. It's a parable about how we become who God has called us to be and how we take care of each other. You've heard it before. If you read on in the chapter, Jesus explains it. The seed that falls on the road is the seed that the evil one, that the enemy, that Satan comes and snatches away so that you might not hear it. The seed that falls on the rocky soil is the seed where you have heard it and rejoiced, and yet the roots haven't gone deep enough. The seed that falls in the weedy soil is the seed that gets choked out by the cares for this world. You've heard this before. And we could go on and on about the ways that we might cultivate that soil, that we might remove the rocks from it, that we might tend the weeds, that we might make it possible that people can hear the word of God and rejoice. But if we just jump right to that, we've missed the point, haven't we? Because the thing about parables is this, if you haven't heard this, hear now. The thing about parables is this, they turn life upside down on their head, and there's a bit of absurdity in them to begin with. Again, gardeners out there, how many of you just scatter seeds into your garden and hope that they grow? Anyone? No one? What do you do? What do you do? You get these nice and neat rows, and if it's beans, you plant stalks, and if it's tomatoes, you space them, and you're very specific about where you put those seeds so that they may grow and grow abundantly. But in the parable here, God, the sower, is doing what with the seeds? Scattering them out on good soil and on bad. On soil that will do well, and on soil that will have difficulty. And I think this is absurd. This is a strange thing to do. We don't want to waste seed, and yet here is God, regardless of the situation, blessing and loving and calling people into relationship and into grace and into love and into joy. God has not given up on you any more than God has given up on your neighbor, any more than God has given up on me. God continues to love you and call you into life and life abundant, regardless of where you've been, regardless of where you are, regardless of where you might end up. And the amazing thing about this, and I think it's fine to stretch the parable a little bit, I bet if we ask Jesus to say, Jesus, does God come back the next year and do the same thing? Does God still scatter seed on the road and the rock and in the weeds? And I'm fairly confident that Jesus would say, yes. God continues to scatter seed year after year after year so that all people might have life. That all people might live graciously, that all people might find joy and music and dancing, that all people might look like Christ and act like Christ and love like Christ. So friends, may you go with the good news that God loves you. Can you turn to one another and tell each other that God loves you? Is that okay? You won't burst into flame. You won't get choked by weeds. You won't be scorched by the sun and shrivel and die, I promise. Because God loves you. God loves you. God loves every single one of you and is calling each and every one of us to get off the road and into the good soil. To take the time to get the boulders out of the field, to deal with the weeds, that we might grow, that we might love, that we might be comfortable in the midst of chaos, that we might remember what it's all about, which is loving God and loving each other as best as we can, because that's what Christ did. Amen. Amen. God loves you, each and every one of you, and calls you to life abundant. Would you pray with me? Gracious God, thank you. Thank you that you give us moments throughout every day, every part of the day, every setting, where we remember that you have sown your seeds everywhere. You've sown your seeds in the soil of our own hearts. So God, bless us and keep us and guide us and teach us. No matter how young or old we might be, teach us to be kind and gentle. Teach us to be patient and loving. Teach us to be your children once again, that we might be filled with joy, that your praise might send us dancing, that our hearts might beat in time with your hearts, that the soil of our spirits might produce 30, 60, or 100-fold. God, bless us and let us never forget that you have never forsaken us, that your love is with us, that we might live lives in abundance and in grace. Through Christ our Lord we pray. Amen. And so, friends, we invite you, as we close our service today, to stand as you're comfortable and join us in our final hymn, Let There Be Peace on Earth. You can find it on 431 in your blueback hymnals or up on the screens. So as we go today, may God bless you. May God keep you. May God lift up God's face and shining upon you, give you peace and joy and laughter. Friends, go now remembering that God is with you, that God has walked beside humanity since before humanity existed. Go now remembering that God cares for all people, that God calls all people into relationship, that God loves each and every one of you. Friends, go, sow seeds, share love, be gracious and kind, and cultivate your soil so that we might grow and bless and be blessed. And all the people said, Amen. Go in peace and serve the Lord.